For us priests, it's pretty easy to figure out what we're going to wear in the morning. I usually go to the wardrobe and say, should I wear something with a collar or something with a collar? So obviously a difficult choice for me, but there are times where I wear something else, and I had to recently go shopping because I needed an activewear shirt. So when I go shopping, if people go with me, they know that it will not take long for me to do shopping. I go exactly to the section I need to go to, and I pick out the one item I need, and I go right to the register and pay for it. That's how I shop. So inevitably, what happens in my experience is I go to find the exact item I need, and then I notice there isn't a price on the tag for that particular shirt. So I know that I do not always practice patience. Pray for that for me. And I need to be patient because I could say to myself, I'm going to wait in a long checkout line and then find out when I get to the checker how much it costs. Or rather, what I do is I go to those little stations for price check and I find out then, because I don't want to wait in line if it costs too much. So I find out from that price check station exactly what it will cost and determine then if I'll buy it. And I was able to do that, and the price was reasonable, so I bought it, and it was a good purchase. And I say this because trying to figure out what things cost is very important in life. And we know that Jesus Christ in the gospel today talks about the cost of being his disciples. He doesn't water it down. He doesn't say, well, you know, I'll tell you some things later on, and don't worry about those things. It will come to you soon. He doesn't say, well, you know, you can avoid certain things being a disciple. Don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about choices that may be difficult. Just avoid those things or try to always be popular. That's not what Jesus says to us today. He says the cost of discipleship is, as he told the apostles, you may be dragged into court to answer for your faith in me. You may be, indeed, dragged into synagogues, and you will be scourged because of your witness for the Lord. You may indeed be put before kings and governors and have to answer for why we believe certain things, why we live out our faith in the world as we do, how we are sometimes countercultural in living out our faith in the Lord, which is not always accepted by the wider community of the world itself. We know that there's a price to pay. And Jesus wants to make sure we're not going into this with rose-colored glasses. He wants us to see very clearly of what he's asking of us. And the focus of our life is this, and the cost of being a disciple is about being a witness for Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to be, a witness for Christ. And living our life in such a way that we give witness to Jesus by living out his goodness, his compassion, his love, his charity, and to be a witness by imitating the Lord in all things. In every relationship, I'm living and giving witness to Jesus as I interact with others. As I'm with my peers, that I am with them to be a role model of Christ and to help them to know Jesus. And as I go out to serve, that I bring Jesus Christ to all those that I serve. It's not me, but rather Jesus working in us. And how often in our circumstances of life, in joys and in sorrows and challenges and difficulties, we're called in all things, be Jesus Christ. Live Christ in our life. Live Christ in every joy, every sorrow, every difficulty, every challenge. The cost of being a witness for Jesus can be very high for us. We know the times that when we give a witness to Christ, we may not be very popular. Maybe even our friends will look the other way because they don't want to be one with us when we're giving witness to Jesus. Maybe in the midst of our living of our witness for Jesus, that we have to make choices that will be counter to the choices that others may make, choices that we know are wrong, and we're making the Christ choice to give a witness for Jesus Christ. And how often, when we are in the midst of living out the true teaching of Jesus and upholding the sacredness of all life, from the unborn to natural death, where it may not be popular in the world to highlight the importance of certain ages or certain people or certain persons who are devalued in our society, we see them with the dignity of Jesus and we uphold them as sacred. And because of that witness, we may be opposed. And many times, as we live out our faith in the church, that we may even be persecuted in some ways. Jesus reminds us of the cost. But remember, as he reminds us of the cost and calling us to be a witness, he doesn't just send us out there to make good on how we can do the best we can. No, he reminds us that when you go out to witness, I'm going to give you help, okay? I'm not sending you out alone. And remember what he says, when you're presented with these difficulties that we know that it's not always easy to be a disciple, when we're presented with these difficulties and challenges and being witness to Jesus Christ, Jesus reminds us, I will give you the Spirit of my Father. There is our help. When we're giving witness to Jesus, we need to rely upon the grace of the Holy Spirit in our life. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to stand up for Jesus. Holy Spirit, give me the courage to live Christ in my life, to have Christ thoughts, to use Christ's words for others, to live out Christ's deeds of goodness for all. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the goodness of your love, to live out the goodness of Christ's love in my life for all. And help me, Holy Spirit, in every relationship that I can be Christ and give witness to him as I help people to come to know Christ's goodness and compassion, mercy, and charity. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, as we know the cost of discipleship, the cost of being a witness for Jesus, we need help. Call upon the Helper, one of the titles of the Holy Spirit. The Helper, help me. Help me daily. And as we come before the Lord today, we remind ourselves that we need to be bold, courageous witnesses for Jesus. And we can only do that by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of the Holy Eucharist, and by the prayers and support of one another to continue to go forth and be a witness in the world of Jesus. The world needs to see such a witness. The world needs to see Christ in the living of life. The world needs to see a different way from the way of violence and corruption and the devaluing of life to the way of Christ that raises up everyone with true dignity and reverence. We know as we have this weekend and next weekend for the Steubenville conferences, we're reminded always that we need to gather to celebrate our faith. We need to gather to celebrate God in our lives. We need to celebrate that God is working in a beautiful way in all of our lives, and to bring that celebration not only for just ourselves, but to bring it into our world. The world needs to celebrate a God who is faithful, loving, compassionate, and merciful. And as we gather for the Steubenville conferences, we pray for each other. Help us, Jesus, to know the cost, but also to know your love and graces and the Holy Spirit in our life. Help us to be your witnesses, which is the most important thing in my life, to witness to you in my life. And may I be given the help you assure me of. May I truly live out being a witness by the Helper, by the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless us in the Eucharist as we receive him who comes to us revealed, as we have for our theme. He also reveals to us that he gives the graces to live more fully our witness to him. May the Lord, being received, may we know his intimacy and his love for us. And may he give us the grace to be a loving witness for him by the help of the Holy Spirit, never worrying about the cost of discipleship, but always relying upon the grace of Jesus, the help of the Holy Spirit, to be bold, courageous witnesses of Christ in our world.